Mr. Cricket. Guess what I found in my room yesterday? A cricket. And he didn't even run away. He was sitting on the edge of the rug on the floor, as if the rug were his house, and he was looking out the door. He said, "Chirp," in a nice sort of crickety way, which meant, "Looks like the sun will be shining today." Then he ran around back of the leg of the chair to put on his sweater and comb his hair. At least, that's what I pretended he was going to do, so I put on my sweater and I combed my hair, too. "How nice," I said, "it's going to be. Mr. Cricket has come to live with me, and I won't be alone in my room any more with a wonderful cricket who lives on the floor." But then I thought a terrible thought. Mother won't like him as much as she ought, and since a rug isn't usually a place things are kept on, if he's not very careful, he's apt to get stepped on. And then, when I heard a big noise in the hall, I thought the most terrible thought of all. I said, quite politely, "Mr. Cricket, my dear, you've the whole world to live in, but you cannot live here, 'cause someone is going to vacuum this rug, which is a particularly dangerous thing for a bug." So I got some paper and some tape to stick it, and I wrote out a sign that said, "Moved, Mr. Cricket." Then I caught him inside of a little glass jar, and I carried him outside the house, very far. Now I wonder who wrote on that sign last night, "New address, Rock Garden, third stone from the right."